Hello?
Hi, my name is Joyce, and I was giving you a return call from customer support. How can I assist you this evening?
Oh, yes. I tried to get this free bottle, and for some reason, after I put my information in, it charged me some more money for some more stuff that I did not order. So I even emailed y'all back and told y'all to just cancel my whole order. Because my order was $6 and something for a free bottle.
All righty. Can I get your zip code to see if I can locate you in this system, sir?
33054.
You said 33054, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
What is your first and last name, sir?
My first name is Willie. My last name is Young.
Alrighty, Mr. Young, I did locate you in my system. For security purposes, can you verify your shipping address for me?
14145 Norwest 22 Place, Oklahoma, Florida.
Okay. Yeah. I located you, sir, and I do see where you just placed the order, and it did charge you $6.49. That was for the male enhancement product, the Rectofill gummies. I do see it also did bill you $7.48. That was the shipping and handling for the testosterone builder to go along with that. And then it bundled a one-time charge of $29.98 for the two vibrator rings that goes along with that.
Yeah, but it only said that I only had to pay for shipping. It didn't say nothing about the other stuff, ma'am.
Right. I do understand that. But what I can do, sir, if the gummies are the only item that you want to keep, then I can go ahead and refund you the $7.48 for the testosterone builder, and I also can refund you the $29.98 for the two vibrator rings.
Okay. So the testosterone builder, that comes along with the gummies?
Okay, I take that,
but not that.
The vibrator rings? Okay, well, I'll refund that to you, okay? Give me one moment. Alrighty, so what I did, I went in and I refunded you the $29.98 for the two vibrator rings, and the only thing that you will be billed for is the $7.48 shipping and handling for the erectile testosterone builder, and also of the $6.49 shipping and handling to receive the gummies. Okay.
Okay.
That 29.
That's only one time billing, right?
You're only paying the shipping and handling to receive the items. Now, these items are in a trial period, sir. The trial period starts the date you place the order, which was today. You have 7 days from this date to cancel. And if you don't cancel within that time frame, then they can bill you the full amount of them. Since you just placed the order today, I would actually, if you don't want to be billed the full amount of the product, I do suggest that you call back on Monday and proceed to cancel it, and you will only be in pay the shipping and handling to receive them.
Okay. So call back this number.
Yes, you can call this number back.
Well, can you stop it for me on, you know?
You just placed the order. If I cancel it now, then you won't receive it. I do suggest call back on Monday, and that will give them enough time to create you a shipping number so you can still be shipped the products, but you will just cancel it to keep from them billing you the full amount.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you very much.
All right, is there anything else I can assist you with? Happy New Year to you as well, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.